Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, and welcome to this, Show 8, on our wonderful new manifestation, Equilarium FM. This week, around my kitchen table, the Real Holistic Housewives will be discussing the expansive number 8, which is the number of abundance, balance, connection between heaven and earth, infinity and beyond. What it means in numerology for us all to be living in an 8 universal year. The incredible 852 Hertz frequency of awakening intuition and the secrets of the ancient solfeggio scale. We will also be discussing the essential things to know about the powerful 8th chakra. Plus, we will be sharing more of our incredible project, Equilarium, and revealing some of its powerful aims, objectives, and secret hidden magnificence. So, come and join this week's gathering, where we will be raising vibrations across the nations. We will be sharing my latest guidance, interesting conversations and stories with my beloved co-hosts and beautiful soul sisters, Josephine.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. Lovely to be here with you.
And Jill.
Hi, Claire. Hi, everybody. Lovely to be here.
And today we have our wonderful guests, Anita Young.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everybody.
And today's special guest is Yvette Lazelle.
Hi there. Welcome.
Welcome to the Game of Crones.
Thanks. Fantastic. Welcome, Yvette.
So it's a glorious day here in Sussex. At last, there's a cacophony of colour out in the gardens. All the trees are in bloom, all the flowers in bloom. So I've got roses and rhododendrons. It's literally turned into a glorious, glorious vision out there, except we have got this wind, haven't we?
We have.
A crazy wind.
We have a crazy wind going on. Yeah. It's the winds of change.
Winds of change. Winds
absolutely.
Of change.
So they're always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So with eight, yes, of course, this is show number 8. So the number 8 is perhaps the most misunderstood of all single number digits, apparently. It is true that the number 8, more than any other number, puts the emphasis in the areas of career, business, finances and authority, with wealth and prosperity as being key for them. However, the shape of the number 8 reflects its most important attribute, which is in fact balance. And when you turn it on its side, it makes the infinity symbol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about balance.
Never ending.
Never ending, you're right. The 8 is the great karmic equalizer. It's a force that just as easily creates as it destroys. When the 8 comes knocking, you can be assured that you will reap what you have sown. So it's too late to decide to suddenly reap something different.
It's coming back to you.
So the 8 balances the material and the immaterial worlds. At its best, it is as spiritual as it is materialistic. The spiritual side of the 8 is practical, realistic, and intelligent. It knows the difference between make-believe and genuine spiritual realizations. On the material plane, it is focused on results, often in the form of money, yet it doesn't care much about money for the sake of money itself. It's not greedy. It sees money as a tool, not as an end result. It is generous and willing to take risks. People with strong 8s in their charts often make and lose fortunes a couple of times during their lifetime. They never consider bankruptcy a reason to slow down or feel sorry, but rather come out stronger and more success-orientated than before. It's really interesting, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Because I know quite a few people who have done that. Seem to have more money's gone through their hands, you know, in one lifetime than other people dream of.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was just talking about Edison this morning with my son, and apparently he had a big fire at some point in his plant, and he didn't look on it badly at all. He looked on it as something, oh well, that's okay, we can start again. And he did the next day, and within a year he was back again, you know, to the point greater than he'd been at that point, you know. So it's nice Nice idea.
Yeah, it is. Where some people get knocked flat. You know, think, that's it, I tried it once and I'm not going to come out or do anything
fear,
again.
Isn't it, fear?
Yeah, but if you just say, okay, just another challenge, pick yourself up and...
Yeah.
And also the lesson of letting go and trusting and knowing that you can recreate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, now we've got some interesting facts about the number eight. In Chinese culture, the number eight is regarded as a very lucky number because it sounds very similar to the word meaning prosperity or to generate wealth. So they're very keen on that. In fact, Chinese businessmen notoriously choose room numbers that always include eights to bring as much good fortune into their worlds as possible. So there are eight teeth in each quadrant in the human adult dentition, and the eighth tooth is called the wisdom tooth.
Look at that chakra.
The 2008 Olympics, Summer Olympics opening ceremony started at 08:08:08 at 8:08:08 p.m. local time.
That's how key they think it is in China.
A figure eight knot is frequently used by climbers. Eight is the atomic number of oxygen. All spiders have eight legs. And the orb weaver, Jill Orsman, spiders have eight similar eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine that, eight legs and eight eyes. I didn't know there was a spider like that.
No.
I
hope I don't meet one.
The octopus have eight arms, commonly referred to as tentacles, and there are 8 fluid ounces in a cup, 8 pints in a gallon, and 8 tablespoons in a gill.
Not a gill.
Okay, the first wind strength attributed by the gale to a gale on the Beaufort scale when announced on a shipping forecast is it's called a force 8 gale warning.
It is.
And evidently, our solar system, we have 8 planets orbiting the sun. So it's quite key, actually, number 8, isn't it? And then this is a random one, but we talked about this the other day, it really made me laugh, that one human being out of 8 on the planet is, in fact, a Chinese farmer.
Didn't we?
It just seems so random.
It is random.
Where did you find that information?
And it didn't come from you, Josephine.
No, it didn't come from me.
So there are 8 known B vitamins that play important roles in cell metabolism. There are 8 bits in a byte. There are 8 musicians in an octave. In liquid measurements in America, particularly, there are 8 fluid ounces in a cup, 8 pints in a gallon, and 8 teaspoons in a gill.
In a gill.
There are 8 furlongs in a mile. And in cooking recipes, there's approximately 8 pinches to a teaspoon.
I love that little extra pinch.
But the symbol of 8 means eternity or infinity, and it has, as it has no beginning and no end. So there we go.
It takes you to your infinite self. And when you you can balance up your body. You were saying it's about balance, didn't you?
Yeah.
Balance up your body just by doing a figure of 8 with your hands, with your arms, or with your whole body. So if ever you find yourself ungrounded and you need a bit of balancing or too stressed, just do the figure of 8. You can even do it with your tongue, and it will affect the brain and bring everything back to balance.
Well, that's nice.
How about that? That's another fact.
How's about that then?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. So then another thing we have is what it is to be living in an 8 universal year. So, I mean, some people know a lot about numerology. I'm actually discovering a lot more this year. But the universal year is like the landscape or terrain that you're driving through all year long and is calculated by adding the numbers of the current year together. So because we have 2015 is 2 and 0 and 1 and 5 equals 8. So that means we're in an 8 universal year. And in contrast, the personal year is calculated from your individual birth date and tells you more specifically what you'll personally be working through with during that year. So you can think of the universal year as the state or country that you're driving through on your yearly road trip, and the personal year is more representative of the points or destinations that you individually choose to stop at as you travel throughout the year.
That's a nice way of looking, isn't it?
So as citizens of the globe, we're all on the same road trip. So we've got the same influence for the whole year. So a universal year means that everybody on the planet will be feeling the energy related to a particular number during the entire year. So all of us should be feeling this energy starting from the 1st of January to the 31st of January. And so here we are in June. So we're midway through.
Midway through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting.
And it does feel like for me personally, it does feel like this is the year when things will really start. You know, we've all done a lot of groundwork, haven't we, in our lives?
Yeah.
And for me, I just feel that this is the year that just puts it all into motion, and it begins this year. And that brings us to why we're creating Equilibrium as well.
Absolutely,
it really does.
So you're right, we're bringing, pooling all our wisdom that we've gained throughout this lifetime and others that you can access. Now is the time. So an eight universal year is about activation as well. The number eight is the money number. And the number eight is an amplifier. So everything is going to be amped up in 2015, whether you like it or not. Mm. So, when people think of the energy of the eight, they often skip right over to the ka-ching because it means money. And they always think, you know, great, whoopee, here we go.
And that's why the Chinese love it, of course.
You know, and we hear the beautiful sound of the cash register in our own bank accounts bursting at the seams. You think, yeah, here we go. We envision rapid windfalls of wealth and feel excitement that our ship will finally come in. Hurrah!
Hurrah!
And yes, the energy of the eight universal year can bring all of that abundance to the forefront, no doubt about it. And it can feel magical and sweep you away with its power. Yet there's also the flip side. The energy of the eight tests you in the realms of power. So all year we'll be having really, you know, important tests. And it's not just a little open book pre-test. This is like your comprehensive exams for your doctorate. And once you pass the exams, then you must write your dissertation. And then once you finish your dissertation, then you must defend it in front of your committee. Mm-hmm. And once you've defended it in front of your committee and you've passed, then you get your degree. So it's hard work.
Up to the plate, Claire?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Then your apprenticeship begins.
Exactly. So it's hard work, but is it worth it? Yes, it is.
Yeah, also, standing in your truth, standing in your power, owning it no matter what is what I get from what you just said.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think as we are in a universal 8 year, I think it's important that we delve a bit more deeply into that after the break.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Mm.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Seeing as we're halfway through already, halfway through the year, we better find out what we're in for.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Feedings, mediumship messages and musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Okay, so just before the break, we were talking about Universal 8 Year, and we are halfway through, so I think we need to delve a little bit more deeper in, don't we, to help everybody that's listening as well as ourselves.
Absolutely, because this could be a year where you get a wake-up call and experience a period of total spiritual recalibration.
That sounds good.
Yeah, mm. And that's what we're doing. We're here trying to raise vibrations across the nations, trying to help people have their spiritual realization and get a better understanding of life and all that that can bring and entail. So 2015 is your year to develop and nurture everything related to money, power, control and authority. It's a year to think big, announce your intentions in neon, to plan, organize and manage, to put petty emotions aside and tap into practical business-like thinking. It's not a year for slacking, procrastinating or playing the victim. Everyone is evaluating on a global scale what real power looks like. What does real wealth feel like? I mean, what does it take to be an effective yet compassionate authority figure? Mm, so this is what we're trying to stand for, isn't it? And it's the right year to be doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a year for advancement, recognition, achievement, and financial gain. And it's not a time to depend on luck or lax attitude. The eight requires concerted effort, continuous intent, and focus.
Fabulous.
Mm.
So 2015 is all about show me the money, and it's also about show me what you're made of. There can be amazing gains, wonderful advancement, powerful achievement, and financial abundance. And there can also be losses, setbacks, feelings of victimization, and financial slaps in the face. You know, so we have to be aware of this because it's not just all gain in an 8 year. It's mainly about resilience. And the energy of the eight also demands the utmost ethics in all things. So keep everything above board, honest and forthright in 2015 and you'll be rewarded. If not, you may pay the penalty. This is the year where a lack in focus and clarity of intention will get you nowhere. Seriously nowhere. So you have to step forward and claim what's yours. Mm-hmm. So as we say, it's claiming your own... It's owning your crown because it's claiming all the wisdom that you've gained over your lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's actually standing up and saying you are the authority of your own life and not having other people dictate to you what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And even though, you know, here we are in June, but it's okay to start at this point, yeah, isn't it? And just think, right, what is it that I want out of my life? You know, what do we want?
And what's my purpose? What have I come here to do and to be and step into that fully?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea. We've realised this project quite early on, at the beginning of this year, actually. I know that you realised it 17 years ago, but, you know, I mean, it's really coming into its full force now, yeah, of actual, its proper, you know, yeah, divine creation, mm-hmm, which I think is really, really important. And, you know, probably we weren't all available back then either. You know, the fact that, no, that this group of people, yeah, have come together now.
It's all in divine timing.
It's all in divine timing. I sense that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the you know, eight... universal year means that you need to recognize opportunities and seize them or create your own opportunities, you know, hence twitchy jumping forward and pushing yes, yes, yes to me taking this radio show.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
We didn't know it was going to happen. It literally manifested out of intuition, and now here we are. We're in June, we're halfway through the year, and we've got a voice piece to actually put out what we really want to do and to inspire other people to come on board and join in, find your true purpose, and energize that.
So, Claire, what is Equilarium for the listeners that maybe haven't heard anything about it at all? You know, would you like to say anything about
it? Yeah, Equilarium. Equilarium is...
She's making her laugh now.
It's a big project. It's a lot of pressure. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to
release
that.
It's a beautiful project. Come on.
It's actually what we've all been born to take part in, all of us, in different ways. And these gatherings are bringing all the little pieces together to help co-create this magnificent, magnificent centre.
This global healing centre.
Global healing centre that's actually going to change vibrations across the nations, and
yeah, exactly,
yes, more so, Claire.
I mean, it's a high vibration holistic healing center in the simplest terms of what it is, but it actually operates on as above and so below. It's a multi-dimensional entity that's coming, and it's coming to sacred ground. So the very basis of it is that it starts on sacred ground. It's built with the understanding of sacred geometry, Mm-hmm. And it uses earth energies in connection with relevant building materials and knowledge of workmanship, craftsmanship, with the scientists who understand the structures that we're putting in place. So it's going to evolve as a beautiful building, which will be used for a top-end spa and a wellness centre, as well as an education centre and other things. But the building itself is going to work as a new type of architectural acupuncture. So that it can be part of the earth healing and put the resonance of the good vibrations back into the earth. And as you said, it wants to come to a particularly stressed, geo-stressed point in California. But in fact, this is an area of your expertise, lovely Yvette.
Yeah, well, it's always one of these where I'm learning lots of new stuff, but the earth energy is absolutely fascinating. I mean, my kind of introduction to that was just really recognizing different countries had completely different feels about them, and yet you had the same conditions, you had the same wind around the coast, you had the same sandy beach, and yet the people were responding in a different way. Certainly when it comes to houses, they have different feels, they have a bit of memory about them, but land itself has a way of talking to you, and it's got a resonance that actually can change your mood and change your language. And I was like, wow, this is like really fascinating. Why are certain places built where they are, especially with things like churches or temples? There's no community around them. It's like the houses have disappeared, and yet they're on the pinnacle of hills, or they're on an area that is very close to a natural place of beauty, or somewhere that's got that sacred connection. So I'm absolutely fascinated with what your project's guiding you towards, and just to really feel the energy, knowing whatever you build on that is going to be matched and it's going to be amplified even greater.
Yeah, fantastic. Wow. That's all the guidance I've had with the project, is that it's going to be a beacon.
Oh, it's going to shine. Yeah. And the vibration of it will give a ripple. It's like a drop in the water. It will just resonate out, and it will just wake up people in a way that they'll respond to something. Something has happened, but we're not quite sure what. Yeah. And it's a beautiful vibrational shock, or a blip in a way, where people would respond to an earthquake and go, oh, did you feel that kind of bump, that move? But it will, like, there'll be like a calmness or a kind of peace that will just, they'll respond to, and they're like, I've got to go and find out more about what that's about.
So like a soul awakening, really.
Yes, you know,
because we're saying that again, in simplistic terms, Equilarium is just a mighty heart center. It's about, you know, empowering people to be reconnected to their own heart, centered to their heart energy, and it will be putting out that 5 to 8 hertz frequency.
Beautiful.
Which, you know, it helps heal your own DNA. And so hopefully it'll go out as a mighty wave of feel-good factor.
Absolutely.
That will go and calm. It'll be like a healing balm to go around the planet.
Raising the vibrations
of the actual physical land.
Yes.
But then, you know, of all the people
of humanity.
And connecting all the individual hearts so that the frequency raises even more and becomes that collective one heart, and taking you into that oneness where you truly, truly feel blessed and good.
Well, Indigenous peoples still fully understand this, don't they? It's us as Western people who are totally detached from it. We just go somewhere and think, oh, that's nice. They understand. They have much more of an understanding of why a place feels right and why a place doesn't feel right, whether it's been violated by man, or whether it's been respected and honoured.
That's right, exactly. And that's where, I mean, we have natural dowsers where people go, whether it be with hazel twigs or with kind of dowsing rods themselves, where they can literally read where the energy lines are. It could be divining for water, that's quite well respected, and kind of there's professions that relate to that, so we know it in that kind of guise. But why not douse for sacred energy? And certainly you've got people that have found treasures and similar. I mean, Sutton Hoo was kind of found with that, with the lady that saw the mound and kept seeing spiritual figures actually on that place. And it's only when she was like so curious about it, she actually found the funding for it to do an archaeological dig, and then it was like the Sutton Hoo treasures were found, and the Anglo-Saxon burial mound just like was like shown to the world, and that's absolutely massive now.
Wow. And that was Dowes.
Yeah, absolutely. She was just seeing it, and there is something about that place, and again she raised the funds for that off her own back, it wasn't considered something to actually go and explore. But that's just an amazing place, absolutely beautiful. National Trust own that at the moment and kind of caretake it. So, but profound, you go there, that's an amazing experience.
Yeah. But what's lovely about that as well, it's like that one lady, she had the trust in her own intuition, so we're talking about eight and intuition, and so she could trust her intuition to say, no, this deserves, you know, further
investigation. And followed her purpose,
followed her inner knowing, which
is what the eight's all about this year.
Yeah, it is.
They found something to the world that's a complete treasure for us now. So,
and I mean, good for her. You know, we're all here because we're here, we believe in this project. You know, you and I go way back, Claire, when this first project first came to you. But it's on the first show you called The Gathering, and we're just connecting with everyone that should be involved in this project. We're just gathering, aren't we?
Yeah.
And it's a lovely.
Well, because we had. You know, you haven't been to Lunch for a long time with it, but now, and it's the first time we've actually shared Equilarium with you.
Yeah, incredible.
You know, and so how's that been for you? What do you?
Well, absolutely fantastic. I mean, just the whole intensity of the subject area anyway is just on so many levels. There's so many aspects, and there's so many experts that really have that ability, but they're not necessarily recognised. And I think that's the beauty of this, because it's going to appeal to such a big audience, and people are going to go, I'd love to contribute, but I'm not sure what my gift, what my contribution is. And it's only in the discussion and the connection with people where you really can resonate. It's like, oh, there's something about that that actually I would love to put you on in that kind of project area, or maybe kind of consider the spas, or look at the food aspect, or maybe the accommodation and the sighting of things. It's just like there is just so much. It can be such a live project, and it's just going to be really healing for loads of people, especially those working on it too.
Well,
and after the break, Anita, you're going to tell us about, you know, how everyone else can connect and give their contribution, because we are putting that invitation out there.
Yes, yeah, more about that after.
Right.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, well, Claire, actually, I think what's appropriate is to give us a reading, actually, because you're talking about eight energy at the moment, and I think the piece of writing you've got recently really enhances the eight energy.
Okay.
So why don't you give the listeners a read of this?
Okay. So this was received on the 4th of June. So bring it unto yourself, all the health, wealth, and prosperity that you seek. Call for it from within. Align your own vibration to the highest energetic frequency. Then draw it unto yourself by being one with it. Be love. Be light. Be health. Be wealth. Be prosperity. This is a physical realm where you are physical beings. So simply be. Be all-powerful. Be compassion. Be grace. Be joie de vivre. Be happy to be all you can possibly be. Breathe it in as abundance and out as gratitude. Breathe it in as gold and out as silver. Breathe it in as sunshine and out as moonlight. Allow your boundaries to melt and disappear. Blend into a oneness with all that there is. Move from a fixed, solid form into a pure, volatile state of possibility and potential. Then open your crown and pull all of the divine energy down. Let it pour and pour and pour, filling your whole body with abundance. Let every cell and atom of your being ring with high vibrations. Be a high vibrational being. The rewards are manifold for having a heart of gold. For being is believing, not seeing or reading or even merely thinking. Be love. And be loved. Be the greatest you can be. Decree a thing and it will be done, for in the beginning there was the word. Speak your truth. Be your truth. Believe in yourself, for you already are your greatest wealth, and you are a divine creature of God. You are a miracle of the universe. You are a walking wonder of the cosmos. You are a star exactly as you are. So shine brightly and be a star.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. What I find so exciting about the Equilarium Project is that it's giving us the inspiration of who to invite to come, you know, each week.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Yvette just happened to be with me this weekend, we went on a little road trip, didn't we? I said, well, it just so happens you're going to be here on Wednesday. So I thought, well, that feels appropriate to talk about, you know, what you do, because it's totally connected with what we want to do.
Yeah.
An aspect of Equilarium, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's about being the best that we can be. And the people that are going to be drawn to this project are going to be at the top of their game. So that's who we're looking for.
Yeah, because we have an overview, you know, and I was gifted the overview of what Equilarium is, but we're calling for people who resonate with it as a project, who that are perhaps the masters of their own field, who have an aspect that they can bring that we haven't got already, like you coming today.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you've just been on a wonderful weekend workshop, you said.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole curiosity about the connection with land energy and receiving information and really recognising the difference in my vibration by just being out in nature. And it's not necessarily being in a wooded area, but the energy of harmonising the wind or the sun and really kind of getting that balance. I mean, water energy is super powerful. And having sacred water that's kind of part of a project and it's actually used and becomes fluid within the building structure itself is absolutely magnificent. And yet we've lost contact with that in our everyday 9-to-5 life, if you like. It's like we don't even know where the drains are in the house. We don't even know where pipes are. And electricity affects the harmonic vibration. And Wi-Fi has a really kind of like toxic effect on just living structures. And it's like, wow, we forget that because progress really takes on board. And we love new technology, and I understand that and I respect that, but it's getting that balance, and it's showing that everything can work together, but it's respecting different fields, and experts in certain areas will be able to say, well, this really works, and it's like, okay, how can we combine that? And new sciences are coming together. We've got bioarchitects, which I'm just so excited about, and it's just a variation of a traditional structure in a way. Going back to the land acupuncture, I mean, just really understanding the connection of people going out to find areas where cities and towns were being built. So it's kind of going to areas where it's like, well, does this have the harmonics? Does this have the ability to support a new town, a new village? And it's like, I don't know if the towns of the 50s, I mean, my history is in Essex, there's two new towns there, there's Harlow and there's Basildon, and it's like, I don't know if that was appreciated or whether they were just seen as villages that were strategically positioned well enough to combine with extra population in London. I don't know that information. Is there a person within the council or in that area that has that knowledge? I'm not sure, but how exciting to find out.
Because right now we've got massive projects of rebuilding, of doing housing, haven't we? We've got sort of economical housing that the governments are saying we need to put out there for people. Mm-hmm. And in the south of England, we're just doing infilling the villages. Mm. It's quite sad. We're just joining from one village to the next by just whacking in new buildings. Mm. As you say, without understanding whether the earth energy is supporting that. So we've got some strange new housing estates. We've got one near Hayward's Heath that was built, Bolnor.
That's right.
Which has never taken off.
No.
It was built as a top-end type of new community, but it's got no soul. Oh. And it's just really strange. It's nobody likes to live there. It's become a strange thing. And so if you doused or energetically with whether that would have been a right place to build something, you can guarantee if you went there now you'd get the energy that it's not.
That's right,
because I think the information's already in your heart, your calling is already in your heart, whether you're going to be a part of this project's already in your heart. It's going to the heart and listening, and then your intuition will come forth and just say yes or no.
Absolutely.
But I think that's not being done at the moment, but I do believe that'll be the new way.
We've got very caught up with the rules and regulations, and they have been adapted to represent, in fact, the spirit of legislation. So it's kind of sympathetic building, taking on board the characteristic of traditional housing in a way. So we've gone past the concrete build quick and fast and high, and those kind of days have gone, but they're more sympathetic. But the infrastructure's not there to support that. People have got to drive to supermarkets. And there are places where there's no pavements to walk. We've really got that isolation from getting out in nature where we get our best connection. Yeah, really, really fab. And kind of seeing what the earth can support, you can only put so much on a particular place without a structure that supports it. The earth is pretty fab, but it can be compacted. But it's like, it's not just poles going down to support with foundations or double foundations. There's just so much more to consider.
But there's that number 8 energy, reap what you sow.
Yeah.
So they build these towns or these, whatever it is what you were saying, Claire, but nobody wants to live there, reaping what you sow. What's their integrity? What's their...
As above, as below, that figure 8, if you turn with that infinity sign, is the figure 8. It's kind of like you've got a big tower block. What is the same kind of aspect below the ground? Has there been that much preparation, that connection, or is that just superficial? You don't get that with a tree, for example. The roots really go deep and they get spread across. It's the same look.
And that's where you get that sick building syndrome, isn't it? You know, you just need to go in some buildings and you think, oh, this doesn't feel right. You can do it in houses, you can do it in office space, you know, where the workers all get sick. But thankfully, I think we're coming to this lovely time where, you know, there is going to be a mass awakening in 2015, and people are being, you know, encouraged more to trust their intuition and just think, you know, why am I here? What's my calling? What am I here to do? And I think, you know, even for all the listeners, for anyone that thinks that they've got an affinity with this project, please get in touch, you know, because we'd love to hear from you in any aspect that you can think you can contribute here to this project, because we're looking for all different, we're looking for seed funding, aren't we, Anita?
Yes, yeah. And I do firmly believe that you already know somewhere inside And so it's our combined energies. We're not here to go and make millions and draw the millions in, but the people that will be a part of the project, you already know inside. It's already in you. And it's just going to your heart space, asking the question. If it feels light, get in touch. If it feels heavy, don't. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, just be curious and inquire, find out some more information, and just take it to that next step. It's not about deciding and committing at this stage. Just find out a little bit more. Mm.
Mm. And Claire, you've had the vision that it's going to be on sacred land, you know, that there's sacred land out there for this to be on.
There is. I had the vision that, as I said, I had these two Indians come to me, one North American and one South American, and they stand there together and they show me this piece of land. So it's like they know where the land is. It's like it's understood by the indigenous peoples that this is coming and the land is ready and waiting for it. So I've never had any doubt that it's going to be working in conjunction with the First Nation people who know where this important piece of land is that's already holding that energy. And so it's about going and finding the right representatives to interface with that, because this is a, you know, I believe it is a universal request. I read a piece last week which was of guidance which said that Equilarium is a universal request that is built. So it's going to be met with the right energies and support from.
Well, that information came to you directly from Toth. It was Toth's teachings.
It was. Yeah. It was Toth's
teaching. And it feels like now's the time for action, actually. Now is the time for action.
That's because we're in the eight years.
And we're halfway through the 8 years. So,
it's really time to step it up. So, if you haven't
gathered momentum.
Yeah. And like that latest piece of writing just said, speak your truth, be your truth. Mm. So, it's like, you know, it's beyond just giving it lip service now. Mm. It's like, you've got to do it. Mm. Also, I loved that piece where it said the rewards are manifold for having a heart of gold. Mm. So you actually have to be that. You actually have to be that kind person. Mm. You actually have to walk your talk.
And not just after a meditation, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Come from a compassionate point of time. See the world with love. You know.
Every choice, be aware of the choice, where that is. Mm. And that's in those moments.
We'll just continue after the break.
Yeah.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Imagine magnificence. Do you live to your unlimited potential? Join me, Margaret Ann Lembo. Awaken your consciousness. Listen to Money Magnet Moment, Gem Spot Affirmations, Essential Aromatics, and Looking Skyward Astrocast, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
welcome back. Now we're going to talk about a bit more about the number eight, and the fact that the number eight resonates with the word polarity in numerology, and it seeks to gift us the potential to find balance within our lives. How do we walk the spiritual path as conscious beings, having a human experience, yet welcome abundance into our lives as a natural state of beingness?
What a hot topic that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe this is the year to change that old paradigm of I'm spiritual, therefore I can't have money, don't have money, blah, 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 and really change it.
Yeah, because the number eight serves to bring about a healthy relationship with our finances, careers, and ability to manifest abundance, such that material wealth doesn't define who we are and govern our sense of self-worth, but rather from an opposite polarity where it serves us in embracing our soul purpose and sharing our gifts to the world in service to the greater of all, which is what we're saying. So we're calling for this abundance so that we can create equilibrium, so we can create the biggest vibrational shift to make the biggest difference in the world to humanity, you know, and to the planet. So we're calling for it on that level, and it's time to let go of false limitations and just step up and really go, right, it's an 8 year, we're calling in big star. I mean, because did you know that, you probably did, that 20% of the world's population owns 80% of the world's wealth, you know, and consumes nearly 90% of the world's goods and resources? I mean, imagine a world where this disparity is brought into balance, you know, and that's the potential of this 8 year, such that everyone had access to clean water, healthful food, shelter and medical care, you know, the basic essentials of life. Imagine a world where competition, control, fear and power were transcended in favour of sharing unity, oneness and love. This is what we're trying to create with Equilibrium, isn't it? To get back to these principles. And the number eight provides us with a conscious opportunity to transform our lives and our world. It just takes belief and the free will choice to take conscious action in our lives to be the change. You know, be the change. By the way, the word action also resonates to the number eight.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. So it's time.
That's why we're all gathering this year then.
Yeah, to take action, you know, and to take those conscious steps. A number eight year gives us all the opportunity for us to see the truth of who we are, how the law of cause and effect creates our reality, and what we believe or focus our energy on is what we experience more or within our lives. So it's the truth of who we are. Oh. Instead of like bluffing to the world, you know who you are inside and you know if you've got a bigger calling. And it will release such a sense of satisfaction if you follow that. Instead of the lip service one that you're giving to the outside world, you know, this is just who I am and limiting it.
Yeah, of course, it is that limit that you put on yourself. You think, oh, well, I'm just a housewife.
Yeah.
We're the holistic housewives, and we're here just round the kitchen table thinking that we can bring this amazing project together. But, you know, between us, you know,
we are going to, but we're
ordinary people, mothers, you know.
Exactly. Living ordinary lives.
And I think that's part of it. It's inspiring other people to think, you know, please don't limit yourself, because you can do anything that you can set your mind to. And together we can all create this project, you know.
I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in the pain, struggle and suffering in the world, you know, as at times it can feel surrounded by division, separation and prejudices. But through the number eight and the law of polarity, we can be the source of the change that is needed within the world. You know, we just need to focus our attention from a higher place of consciousness.
Absolutely. Raising that vibration.
Yeah, raise it.
And in that vibration, that's where you can create, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's where you draw from. And that's why the heart is so important, because the pain and the fear, they say, don't they, there's only ever two things going on. It's either fear or it's love. So one is truth, which is love, and the fear is the false. So anytime you step into the false, bring yourself back to the heart, and then step back into truth, and then take action.
You know, so what do you choose? Most importantly, what do you choose to be the source
source of for the world at large. Mm-hmm. We choose love, we choose prosperity, we choose hope.
Mm-hmm. And life without borders, and that's where that lovely Earth flag again was such an important gesture, wasn't it, to the world to say, you know, these borders don't mean anything, you know, that if we all unite and we come together mm-hmm. in a healing energy, you know, that's mm-hmm. going to be quite amazing.
Yeah, I love and, the timing of that as well, yeah. to come in now, you know, just only came in last month, didn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, you know, yeah. it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd love to see this stuff being taught in schools, because if the school children were brought up with these learnings, yeah. these teachings, the world surely would
be definitely coming. Yeah. It definitely yeah. is a way of the future. Yeah.
But that takes us back to the ancient solfeggio scale that we're saying, if people were taught the importance of resonance,
Absolutely.
If that was taught in school, because there's in our eighth show, there's the 852 hertz, which is the la.
La,
in the solfeggio, and the tone la is directly connected to the principle of light and is said to be associated with the highest pure love frequency, which is unconditional love and returning to spiritual order and balance. Mm-hmm. So it's back to that balance again. It introduces higher vibrational levels to a person or a cell, which is directly connected to the principle of light. And light is a higher form of bioenergy, like you're talking about bioarchitects.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it can be used for opening a person up for communication with the all-encompassing spirit. So if we taught things like this and we actively used the solfeggio scale hertz
to raise the vibrations.
To raise the vibrations in education, you know, in hospitals, in schools, in public spaces. We could actively help people.
But it's certainly a possibility, and that's what's quite exciting this year, is it doesn't seem too far away, whereas 5 years ago it might have felt like a pipe dream, but it doesn't anymore.
No.
It actually feels like this is doable.
It does.
Because we had that conversation this morning on the telephone, didn't we, Anita, about schools. You know, both our children were going to school and we're saying, we just wish they'd teach this in school.
Yes, what
it would be so nice.
Mm. Okay, so the other number eight we have, which we're going to briefly touch on, is the eighth chakra.
Ah.
So you probably already know a bit about the seven chakras. We've been through them roughly in our first seven shows, that they're the focal points of energy on your body. But did you also know that there are more than a dozen more chakras beyond these seven? Yeah, not kidding. These higher or spiritual chakras are the links between your personality and your higher self, and well activated, allow you to access to an expanded universe, increase your spiritual awareness and compassion, and free yourself from the weight of karmic residue.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, your chakras are open, moving energy in and out all the time. And you can do personal energy clearing. You know, with proper self-care and maintenance, you can keep your energy flowing and prevent your chakras from becoming blocked by emotional baggage by journaling or meditation and working with an energy healer are all good ways to keep these energy centers clear and open. So you can move on to opening the spiritual chakras. And this chakra number eight is the first spiritual chakra, which is located approximately 2 feet above your head. If you've ever seen those paintings depicting holy figures with circles of golden light around their heads, you see in a visual representation of the love and light that flows from activated higher energy centers. But this glow is not only available to holy men, so it's always like you know, it looks like a halo or have you. But you can learn to do that. So you know, here are the five most important things to know about activating your eighth chakra, so you can help you live a truer and happier life. So it helps you connect to your higher self. You can clear your karmic residue. You can uncover your spiritual gifts, and you can learn your soul's purpose, which is what we touched on a bit earlier on. And you can experience divine love and spiritual compassion.
Wow. Because I've heard of the eighth chakra being the soul star.
Ah.
Okay. And another way that you can keep your chakras clear is just simply doing a light shower in the morning and in the evening before you go to bed. So you just clear everything, ready for the sleep or ready for the day. But yeah, that's quite interesting, isn't it?
I like
it
that.
Says connect with your soul purpose.
Yeah.
So you could consciously do a meditation, or you can ask, connect with that eighth chakra.
Can I just say that it relates to the colour magenta? I don't know if you covered that yet.
No,
yeah. But also, the eighth, yeah. And it's interesting because I photograph energy. I haven't really spoken about it yet, and I'm going to be talking about it soon. And what I've now started to capture is a magenta energy. I'm actually capturing it in my photographs.
Yes.
So there's something, I think there's something very significant to the fact that we're in an 8 year. And it's almost like, It's raising, you know, the consciousness of humanity now, preparing us for what is coming. You're going to be seeing some very different things coming in the next few years, if not now. And you know, I know that part of my role is to be the messenger on that. So I'm going to be looking forward to talking about that and what I'm because I'm photographing orbs. I'm going to say it.
Yep.
There you go.
You've got your orbs out. Orbs,
yeah. So we're going to be talking about orb energy and basically talking about seeing the unseen. So I specialise in seeing the unseen, you know, and that's exactly where we are with this project right now. You know, we know it's there energetically,
yeah,
but we're just going to pull it down now and create the reality of it.
Mm. And your orbs that you photograph, they're just amazing. They're all different and they've just got an incredible energy inside them, haven't they? You
know, it's very
these beautiful mandalas, you know, that you see.
That's about
put some up on the website, Jill. After
well, I'm creating my own website at the moment. Right. It's literally being built right now. So so hopefully when I come on and talk about it, it'll be live.
It'll be the big reveal.
Yes, and I'm doing a workshop next month as well. How to photograph orbs.
Fantastic.
Ooh, beautiful. Mm.
Not many people doing that right now.
And I had to change the date of my art workshop.
Oh, you did?
From the 3rd and 4th of July, because we're now actually moving house. So our studio will be in a different location. But we will be back, raising vibrations across the nation, coming from a new venue. But my workshop is now on the 25th and 26th of July.
That's because things are shifting very, very quickly in people's lives.
Exactly.
So hang on to your hats, everybody.
Hold on to your hats.
Absolutely.
As we are raising vibrations.
Across the nation. And we look forward to seeing you around my kitchen table on another occasion. So thank you, lovely guests.
Yeah.
My lovely ladies for coming.
Yeah. Lovely to see you, Vivette.
Yeah.
Namaste, Didi.
Namaste, Didi.
Namaste, Didi.
Namaste, Didi.